This is Chad Owen, the Annuity Sales Coach, and I'm here to simplify the annuity sales process and give you a peek under the hood on how I've written over $195 million in personal annuity production since 2008. If you're looking to learn more about selling annuities, you've come to the right place. Let's jump right in. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Annuity Sales Coach. We are going to cover another good topic today. It actually has been kind of slow recently for business. I don't know why. There's a time I just went through 2 weeks without a deal, and it could go 3 weeks, it could go 4 weeks. But the thing to remember is summertime in general can be a challenge. Now you add all this other crazy stuff on, it can even get more and more challenging, okay? So don't freak out. Be persistent. Be consistent and make sure you're an expert in what you do. It always pays off. You know, we run into these challenging times. I went 6 weeks one time without a deal. Now, this is with a bunch of leads coming in, probably spending $15,000 to $20,000 a month in marketing, and I'm not getting a deal. As you can imagine, that pressure builds very quick. But if you're even brand new or fairly new to the industry or trying to get reset in the industry, even if you're spending $4,000 to $5,000 or $2,000 to $3,000 a month, if you're not having deals, it can be very challenging. But I don't worry about that because I have a big amount of reserves that I keep. I have minimums that I set in my accounts because I don't ever want my client to think they're pressured to do something. If you don't do this, I'm not going to be able to pay my bills. I'm not going to be able to pay for more leads. And I know we wouldn't ever come out straight and say that, but the reality is the clients pick up on that. And so you hear clients all the time talk about, well, I know you're just trying to sell this. I know you're just trying to make a sale. And I flat out tell them, this is what I'll tell them when they say something along that. They say, while you're just trying to sell something, I said, I'm not interested in selling anything. My whole thing is about finding a solution to your problem. And this came up with a conversation I had with a client the other day. So we're talking on the phone. I met with him two and a half years ago, and he just wouldn't make the decision. Well, long story short, he has about $600,000 in non-qualified funds. He has $500,000 in qualified funds. And literally he's going, you know what? I was kind of thinking of just putting $100,000 in. And I said, I am not interested in your $100,000. It doesn't mean anything to me. Your $100,000 is not going to meet what you wanted it to do. And he was in the military. So I said, what is the most important thing about being in the military as far as who you actually command and lead? They need to listen, right? They need to do what you tell them to do. Well, right now you're just throwing $100,000 against the wall just for the sake of trying to protect some of your money. But the reality is that money's not even remotely doing what you've told it to do. And he's like, okay, you got my interest. What do you mean? Well, the Benjamins that you're assigning to that type of funds is called qualified funds. Qualified funds are your IRAs, your Roth IRAs, your 401ks. They're retirement accounts. They're designed for retirement. That's the purpose of what they're supposed to do. They're supposed to supply an income for the rest of your life, right? And he's like, well, yeah, you know what? I guess that is true. And I said, at 72, you have to start to pull out your required minimum distributions anyway. So why would you just be throwing something against the wall, hoping it sticks, trying to fix a problem that you're not able to do because you're not picking the right amount to fix that problem? In other words, when I met with him 2 years ago, he ended up putting his money into bond funds. And 2 years later, he actually has less than what he put in. So if he would have put that $500,000 in, because it was the same amount, qualified funds, if he would have put that $500,000 in 2 years ago, it would have been a completely different story because he would have had more in the income value, would have had more in income potential. He would have had a guaranteed lifetime income. He would have been farther ahead. And that's even if we would have done the boring fixed account, he would add more money than what he has right now. Even if he would have made zero, he would add more money than what he has right now. because he ended up losing some of that money. He has 500,000 now. He had 500,000 then, but he's put in more money since then. And it's done nothing. So I said, you need to tell your money what to do. I'm not interested in a sell. That doesn't matter to me. I am only interested in a solution. And I think if, as agents, if we could get this down where we could really focus on the solution to the problem, it's not about getting a sale. It's not. It's about finding a solution to the client's problem. Now that will end up resulting in a sale. And that's the thing we want to look at is what are we doing what we're called to do? Are we so focused on making the commission or getting the sales trip or whatever is piling money into one particular company because they have an extra benefit or an extra retirement plan? No. I mean, I heard somebody say recently there's a company out there that has a very good kind of retirement plan for their agents. But he said, your product is not number one. It's like number seven or eight. But he says, well, I kind of want to stay with one company because that helps my retirement. I said, oh, so you're buffering your retirement. You're trying to build your retirement at the sacrifice of your client's retirement. Now, I'm a realist, okay, from the standpoint of I know there's some companies out there that may have a little better of a product, but it pays the agent a lot less. If it's just a little bit, see, everything we do, every business that's run in the entire world, entire United States is based off of three things. The company has to succeed. The employee or agent has to succeed. And the client has to succeed. Everything revolves around that. You want to make sure all three are met because what good is it? And people make mistakes in business all the time. Why I want to be so competitive that I'm going to cut all my prices of everything. Then they realize their profit margins are not high enough to allow their business to stay afloat. And then they disappear. And now guess what? Whatever clients have bought from them now no longer get the benefit of the customer service of your original business because now you're no longer in business. So you have to balance that. I mean, an insurance company, if they make nominal margins where they can't stay afloat, what good is it if they sell the best annuity out there, but they're not around in 5 or 10 years? This is just common sense. You know, I had a client one time goes, well, yeah, you make a big commission off of this. I said, well, yeah, we do very well. But here's the reality. Do you really think you go to McDonald's and that soda cost a dollar to make? No, it's maybe including the cup, maybe 7 or 8 cents. Why do they charge you a dollar? Because they have to pay for employees. They have to pay for their building. They have to pay for their insurance. There's a built-in cost to that. And they have to make money. Nobody works for free. And that's the reality. But that being said, why would you focus just on the sale? If you just focus on your sale and your commission, then that doesn't benefit the insurance company or the client. It has to be the three of everybody working together. That's why when I'm talking to a client, they'll say, yes, we do very well. They'll even ask me, how much do you make off of this deal? And I will tell them based off of whatever product I'm using, I will tell them what I make off of it. Mason, now you and I both know, just as your paycheck shows, or when you get paid, you have taxes taken out of that. I have a building, I have other expenses, I have employees. You know, these are all things that are built into this. So the reality is it's not like I get to walk home with that money, just like you don't get to walk home with all your money you get from your paycheck. But I am always going to make sure that the client has the best product for their problem. And it's easy to do. There's so many things that are available nowadays that allow us to compare all sorts of different companies. And here's the thing. If your marketing organization doesn't have that available to you, then find another one. You know, find a way to find the best product. Most marketing organizations, especially the ones we partner with, I know they have that available for their agents. So stick with them. Ask them. No marketer is worth any weight whatsoever if they can't help you find the best product, if they can't help you with case design. I'm not saying they need to sell it for you, because a lot of agents out there think that their marketer's number one job is to sell their products, or excuse me, not to sell their products, is to sell your client. In other words, you want to call the marketer and you expect them to sell it for you. I've even heard of agents calling their marketer while they're with the client asking questions, and the marketer is the one that has to explain how the product works. So don't be that agent. That is not a good thing. But it has to be a mutual relationship. But this is why we talk about so many times of having a reserve, making sure you have plenty of money set aside for leads, to where you don't treat every single lead like a crisis situation. If you don't close that, that's not right. And I do the radio, and I can tell you, out of my radio leads, only 50% of them approximately that are actually somewhat capable of working with. I mean, if we took the actual number of people, half my leads are gone in the radio because they're not old enough, they don't have enough money, they're not even remotely prepared for retirement, or I can't get in touch with them. And that's important to understand, but that's even with the leads I pay $300 for. You know, I require you to have 50,000 emergency funds and 50,000 in investable amounts. Otherwise, I'm not going to help. Why? Because I need to know you have plenty of emergency funds. If something happened, you're taken care of. You have emergency funds. And the reality is, there's so many people out there who don't. But most internet lead systems have a requirement of 25,000. So you'll get a lead that has 25,000. I have to accept the lead knowing that I can't help them. Now it comes down to this. I can't tell you how many leads I've called that said they had 25,000. Turns out they have $200,000, $300,000, $500,000, $1 million, $2 million. They just didn't want to put that on the lead. And that's fine. That's their prerogative. That's their money. But we should not be focused on the sale. If we find a solution to their problem better than anybody else out there, if we have the best product that beats anything else that anybody has presented to them, the sale is going to happen. Let's make sure the sale is the symptom to being successful in presenting the right products to the clients. Really digging in. What's the problem? I don't do income riders for every client. This year, especially, I don't know what's going on this year, but I've actually done a ton of business of just straight indexed annuities, no riders. Why? Because I run into someone that have great pensions. If the husband dies, the wife is still taken care of. If the wife dies, the husband is still taken care of, and then some, then they don't need an income rider. They don't need to pay that extra fee for something they're never going to use. Now, last year, I'd probably say 85% of all the people I helped needed income riders. Why? They maybe didn't need income as long as they were both alive, but if one of them passed away, the other one would be in deep trouble. So we want to make sure they're taken care of. We have an area where Austin and San Antonio, there's a couple big military bases, and there's a lot of people that have pensions. I can't tell you the number of people I run into where they did a 0% survivorship for the pension. That's scary for the person who's left behind. I mean, if you have a guy that's making $5,000 a month and then he's making $2,000 a month in Social Security, and let's say the wife is making $2,000 a month, if he passes away and there's 0% survivorship on that pension, that means $5,000 is gone. And then the lower of the two Social Securities, which we are the same, so that's another $2,000. That's $7,000 a month that's gone because the husband passed away. So yes, that's an income scenario. And most people that say they don't need income, when you do a complete fact finder, you find out, yes, they do. Income is a big concern because of one of the spouses passing away. But don't focus on the sale. That's not what this is about. We need to always look at the heart behind things. To me, you go with the relationship. Now, I'm not talking about being best buds. That's not possible. You just met this person. But the relationship of being the one who's the expert that can help them. We have a responsibility as agents to do the right thing for anybody we come in front of. Not put them in a subpar product because it pays a higher commission. Not put them in a subpar product because my multi-level marketing organization told me this was the top one. Do your research. And I'm not saying all multi-level marketing insurance organizations are bad, but I know some that they only push one or two or three particular products, and I know they're not the best, but they just think, well, it's easier. It's easier to do that. No, what's easier is when you're known in your region as being the expert that always finds the best product for the solution. Once again, this is the balancing statement that I have to put. We're always balancing out the success of the insurance company, the success of the agent, and the success of the client. All three need to benefit, just as in any business that's out there. So I hope this helps you. You have a great day and happy selling.
Thanks for tuning in. If you've enjoyed this podcast, be sure to check out Retirement Realize Agents Academy. Visit our website at raragentsacademy.com and enroll in our coaching program today. We've helped agents double and triple their business through the systems and strategies we have in place. As a member, you have access to countless documents, webinars, independent courses, and one-on-one coaching time with me so we can diagnose your business and come up with a plan to get you closing more sales and helping more clients. Be sure to subscribe to my podcast and follow me on LinkedIn at Chad Owen. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, The Annuity Sales Coach. Like, comment, and ring the bell for more free training, and follow me on Facebook at Retirement Realize Agents Academy. This podcast is sponsored by Aegis Financial at 800-579-7923 and Annuity Agents Alliance at 888-742-4368.